to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Are you getting what you're due from Social Security? A new internal report released last week by the Social Security Administration's Office of Inspector General revealed that more than 15,000 widows and widowers who are currently collecting retirement benefit on their own earnings record are entitled to receive larger benefits as survivors and have been underpaid. These duly entitled beneficiaries, when you have a spouse that has passed away, can choose to collect either their own benefit or the spouse, the survivor benefits, and allow their own the other benefit to increase. It's a great program that Social Security has for widows and widowers, where you can draw one without affecting the other, and it continues to grow, especially, you know, until you turn 70 years old, and then you might would want to switch. Well, many people haven't claimed those properly. And, you know, if you were married for at least 9 months at the time of your spouse's death and you haven't remarried prior to age 60, or if you're a divorced spouse and you were married for at least 10 years, you're eligible for those widow and widower benefits. According to this report from Social Security, they estimate that just over 15,000 retirement beneficiaries were eligible for almost $194 million in extra widow benefits as of September of 2019. So Social Security is underpaid. And here's what I think this means. You know, I do think the Social Security office, you know, when you're they do the best they can at putting all the dots together, connecting the dots. But the reality is you have to understand the issues and how the benefit structure is set up. You know, Social Security, under the law, workers at Social Security are forbidden to give you advice. They can explain how benefits work, but they cannot give you advice. And understanding not just widow and widower benefits, divorce spousal benefits, how other spousal benefits work, how the discounts work if you draw early, how does income impact those benefits? All of those things are so critically important. The reality is every Social Security strategy for every person or couple is completely different than another. What was good for your neighbor or your worker or your sibling may not be best for you. Every Social Security strategy has to be analyzed. And, you know, we don't know when we're going to pass away. You have to make wise and prudent decisions that can impact the quality of your retirement life. So don't leave that to other people. Get involved. Don't leave it to Social Security to make sure they're going to cover everything correctly. Make sure you understand the rules and have a defined Social Security strategy that can impact your income positively in retirement.